Agnanatimirandasya agnanandala shadakaya shakshuru militam yena tasme shri guruve namaha. Jai Gurudev, and heartily welcome to the Sri Vitaldham. And so nice to be all of you in the temple. Tuesday evening is my satsang evening, and surprisingly I got the news I have to do it in English for the young people. And then I was thinking kind of, oh yeah, they will be very excited to hear something from old men, advice, what you should do, what you should not do. So I know you're looking forward about that. And I was thinking, what can I talk about? What would be interesting for young people? So I was thinking, I'm talking about the other gender, but then maybe The other one is not happy about that. So what else could it be? Fast cars, ladies? Huh? The news, the dress coach with Bhakti Marga, yellow is very in, I heard. Or computer games. Then I was thinking, not talking about money, but maybe it's also not so interesting. But then I got the good news, because I was asking, what should I tell about? And they said, what will be they interested in? And I said, nah, don't worry about what they want to hear. Just fill them up with some teachings from Bhakti Marga. Talk a little bit about the saints. But then it's the next problem. I don't know about the saints. So, and I was thinking, when I talk about the young people, I'm standing here, I have something in my mind, but I think is about who is stealing my scratches or my rollator, I don't know the English word of that, which is in front of the door. So the only thing I remember, because Guruji keeps saying that about the saints, is, you know the difference between a saint and a sinner? Nah, we are all the sinners. Nah. Someone knows the difference?
The saints, they don't worry.
Yeah, don't worry. But what Guruji told me was the difference is the sinner doubt God and the saints doubt themselves. Yeah, so whenever something arises in their life, they're thinking about, what did I do wrong? While the sinner is always saying, oh God, everything is, you're doing it wrong. The places are wrong. Everything is wrong. I have my long list, which I walk through the streets, and whenever something happened, I fill in what I would have done better than God did. Yeah, that's a good way to look at it, but the real way, or the better way to look at it, that's, as you just said, don't worry. Because if you stop worrying, all the drama ends. And what is the problem? It's just a drama. It's because we do not accept what comes along as our karma. And then we see something's going wrong. And the only thing which is our chance, what we can decide on, if we decide it's our problem or it's God's problem. The moment we are saying it's God's problem, what's happened? Nothing, because God didn't care. Whatever happened, happened for a reason. Whatever happened has a good reason. And if we don't accept our responsibility, then nothing will change, because we can only change what we take care of. The only thing where we're saying, yeah, we are in charge because of it. So once I was with Guruji complaining. And you know, that's another thing with you getting older. You start forgetting all the stories. And when you're young, you don't know about them. So my suggestion, just jump over this worrying time when you're kind of supposed to know anything. Later then, I mean, the good thing is, with Bhakti Marga typically here, I keep saying the same things, right? And then I forgot already about it, but they also. And now with the young people, that's a bit different. That's, because you still remember something. I know you're going, you study and all this kind of things. But when you go to the deep to something, yeah, you start knowing nothing, right? Agree? And then you're coming, you go to university, you get all the knowledge, and then you think you know something. And then you go in your field, you dig a little deeper, and then you figure out you don't know anything about it. So why don't jump just this part where you believe you know something and go right to the part where you understand that you know, don't know anything? Because if you don't know, if you understand that you don't know anything, then you can replace that with the trust in God. Before we think we know how the world runs, we think, yeah, I do this, then that happened, and it worked once, it worked twice, and then it didn't work. Ah, there was something I didn't understand. I have to take care on something else. And then keeps going and keeps going and keeps going on. But we believe we are in charge of it. We believe we can handle it. We believe we know anything in the world. But what's the reality? We don't know anything. But what we can know is that we trust in God. He takes care of it. We can look at the world in a view that we are saying everything has happened for a reason. So if anything happened for a reason, if you're saying anything has happened for a good reason, then we can trust in this good reason, then we don't need to complain about that. And if we don't complain about that, if we don't worry about that, what's happened to our karma? The karma resolves. And as fast as the karma resolves, we're becoming free. And the freedom is, we're trusting in the divine. We're trusting in God. When we trust in God, everything becomes possible. Who thinks that God has limitations? All the hands are raised, but I think you understand, there are no limitations for God. God can do anything. Can we do anything? No. Why we cannot do anything? Because we don't trust. Because what was Jesus saying? When you have a little faith, tiny as a mustard seed, then you go to the mountain, say, move, and the mountain will move. He's saying there's no limitation to anything. Yes?
I think God has one limitation.
Oh, yeah. What's the limitation of God?
He cannot stop loving us.
He cannot stop loving us. Yeah. But do you understand what love is?
In a very small part of it.
Yeah. So, I think there's nothing what God can't do in a certain perspective, but we cannot grasp it. So there's this saint who says, if you're so strong as you believe, as you're saying, then take the love, my love for you, out of my heart. And then he said, no, I cannot do that. So, yeah, when we come to love, then there are certain limitations. But I think that's something to worry later. When I was telling Guruji, was saying, you can force God to give you God realization. And he said, no, you cannot. I said, sure you can. He said, no, you cannot. I said, you're wrong. You can do it. And then Guruji said, okay, then explain me, how does it work? And I said, if you have total devotion towards God, devotion with no hindrance on anything, then God must bow to you and must follow you. And he said, yes, that is right. But the moment you have fully devotion towards God, then there is no I. There's no trace of a ego. There's no trace of a I want. So as long as you want God, and you do your devotion because you want him, it's not working. You have to give that up. But then, you're becoming a saint, I guess, because then there is no I anymore. But you know, before we talk about saints, be aware, nobody likes saints. People might say, yeah, yeah, saints, you crow a big, I want to bow before you after you're dead. Before they are dead, they didn't nail Jesus to the cross because they liked him so much. The saints are always a kind of a troublemaker, a kind of a problem, because we know things. We have our concepts, what is right, what is wrong, where's left, where's right. And then the saints come and says, yeah, but blue is yellow and orange is green. And then you say, no, it's not. And you say, yeah, it is. And then you don't like it anymore, because he is not bound by what we call reality. So the saint says, the most valuable I can do for you is to raise your consciousness. But to raise your consciousness is a painful process, because to raise your consciousness means whatever you think is right is wrong. Who wants to be wrong? Oh, nobody here? Oh, that's good. You're already saints, I guess. So that's the power, but also the problem of the saint when he comes along and he kind of sees you with your suffering, with all the problems you have, and he says, this is all in your mind. It's not about your problem, but you're saying, no, no, this is the biggest problem in the world which I have here. And when I was meeting Guruji like 26 years ago, and I asked him, my life, is it because I was such a bad person, or did I wish for this? Was it my wish to have this life, so I make sure to wake up? And he was answering, it's both. And I couldn't get it. Either I was suffering so much because I was such a bad person in my past life, or I was begging, I was such a nice person and I was begging for God to give me a bad life, so the problems make sure I'm not getting catched in the world. And I said, it cannot be both. And it took me like, I was meditating like every day on that for a year, and maybe even more. Then I realized my life as I thought is bad wasn't that bad at all. If you are here today, you have a marvelous life, you have a good life, you have a great life. Whatever problems you may have, you have something to eat, you have a roof over your head, you have a bed to sleep in, I hope so. You have all the kinds of what we think are problems, on the end of the day are tiny things. But then the saint comes to you and you're thinking, this is a real thing, my car broke, I'm late for this, I had a bad mark in school, or whatever comes along. And then the saints laugh at it and says, this you call a problem? There's one story Guruji keeps telling or told me, that there was two monks were fighting, and they were saying, we have so many problems with each other, he's doing wrong, they said he's doing wrong, he does that, he does that. And the monk go to their bishop and asking them, look, what can we do? We have these many problems here. And he was saying, go to this brother and ask him. This is so complicated problem, maybe he can give you a proper advice. So they went to his brother, monk, and he was sent away as a children to live on the street by their parents because he was blind. And then he was living on the street, he lost a leg and an arm, and he was like starving, and then finally he was coming to this monastery and living in a monastery. So they go to them and ask him, "Dear brother, we have this complicated problem. Can you help us to solve this problem?" And what was his answer? He said, "Oh, sorry, I cannot help you. I never had a problem in my life. Yeah, I don't know how to handle a problem." So this is our view, how we look to the world, which is our problem. But if we stop worrying, if we trust in the divine, if we know that whatever happened is the highest expression of love, which we allow. So we have to change our way to allow higher level of love if we want them. But at the end of the day, everything is so perfect. There's nothing you can do to make the world more perfect, and there's nothing to do you can do to remove anything of the perfection from this world. Everything is just the expression, is the highest expression of the divine love, and it's just up to us to find the divine perspective. And when we have the divine perspective, we realize this divine love, which even increased our trust in the divine. Jai Gurudev. Om Shanti 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 Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om Premse Bolo Satguru Deva Shri Swami Shwananda Mahaprabhu Ge Bhakti Maga Sangha Ke Samasta Bhakta Mandali Ke Jai Gurudev.